right, welcome into Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off today and tomorrow. He'll be back on Monday. Billy Lanny has jumped in here on the, the studio. It's just two studios here, a little peek behind the curtain. The producer studio is where Nick and College Tom are. Yeah, you can call us at 617-779-7937. Lanny has jumped over here. We have Rob Bradford at 11 o'clock sharp for a Baseball Isn't Boring hour. Looking forward to that. And then Ryan Davey of the Hashtag Dork podcast will join us at 1. So we have a full show on the busiest day in sports, Bill.
Awesome.
This is it.
Right?
People go nuts for the All-Star break week, and it was highlighted last night by the ESPY Awards. You heard some of Shane Gillis right there, which I was excited about Shane Gillis. And I'll be honest, I didn't even watch that part of it live. I didn't really watch any of the ESPYs live.
Same.
But I was waiting for – and what happened was they didn't just release the monologue right away. So I saw like all the jokes separate from people that posted them online, and then I eventually saw the whole thing. So it was like 10 minutes. Shane Gillis, we talked about him yesterday, maybe the best stand-up comedian going right now. Although, apparently Chris Scheim disagrees.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Not a fan.
Nick, this is for real. I don't know. We were probably in the back discussing this great show of ours today, so we missed this. Scheim doesn't like Shane Gillis.
No, he actually, he doesn't find it funny at all.
Do you know who he likes? This is for real. This isn't a joke.
I have no idea.
So he offered up another comedian that he likes over Shane Gillis, George Lopez. I was surprised. Yeah, you don't even know who that is.
No, I mean,
oh, you do.
I was woken up many a time by the theme song at 3 a.m. when I left the TV on.
So that's where he's going with. But no, I thought that part of it was good. I was also surprised to realize that the ESPYs have been a thing since 1993.
Nuts.
Bizarre.
Because it's never really been, oh man, I got to catch you. You watching the ESPYs?
Never.
You guys want to get together for an ESPYs party?
Never. That's never happened. Even when it's been going on for a long time. So it's not just like I'm the old guy, like we are now talking about the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game and Sports Center and things like that. Like, I was a kid for the ESPYs. I don't think anybody has ever been like, oh, man, who's going to win Team of the Year? Who's taking home Team of the Year? Never really come up. I get why they do it. It is a quiet time in sports. All athletes want to be, like, actors or musicians, so it's, like, their chance to go play dress up and, like, go do the thing. And so the one, like, really positive memory I have of the whole thing would be Norm MacDonald.
Yep.
Which Shane Gillis played, he did one of his jokes kind of as an homage, which was very good.
The best is because he goes, yep, that's the reaction I was expecting.
Yep, you guys don't like me. All right. The crowd didn't really know how to handle it. They cut
Travis Hunter won the Heisman Trophy this year. He's the first defensive player since Charles Woodson to win the Heisman. Congratulations, Travis Hunter, winning the Heisman. That's something they can never take away from you unless you kill your wife and a waiter. In which case, they can take that away from you. Well, see, a lot of you don't like me, and that's okay.
That's the best part about him, is that his willingness to be like, I know this isn't going to go over well.
Is it all right?
Does it just like steamroll through and like onto the next one? Like, he's willing to say like, yeah, okay, that was a little rough.
All right. That was like his SNL monologues were both really good. And both had some of that vibe too, where like the crowd was sort of like, even there, which is odd.
Right.
They're a little uneasy. This was like a group, a room full of athletes, and I don't think they all knew how to.
But I said to Nick too. I go, when you accept an invite to the ESPYs, you have to know what you're getting. You know what I mean. So it's like, hey, Simone Biles, here's your invite to the ESPYs. By the way, Shane Gillis is hosting,
and he's going to make a bunch of leprechaun jokes about
correct,
which is what it ended up being. Though that wasn't really a whole lot of anything, but yeah, he goes up there. It's like 10 minutes. He did like a sketch later on about the invention of the tush push, which is okay.
Right,
I mean, it wasn't anything really funny, but. No, I mean, I thought he was good. So that's the one thing. Like, if all these athletes want to, like, play dress up and go get their little trophy or get their little award, that's part of the deal. Like, you're going to have a host up there. They're going to kind of give you, like, a mini roast.
Yep.
Like, a little taste.
Because he might have even said it. He goes, guys, this isn't serious. He just, like, told them, like, this isn't real. Like,
I think my favorite joke, and there was a lot of them that were really good, was when he fooled the crowd about the WNBA player.
Oh, my God, that was great.
That was unbelievable. So he's just like,
four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players.
So
that's
good.
Crazy.
His willingness to know that something might not work, but his ability to laugh about it himself is amazing.
He's just going to go for it. And that was great. That was a good reaction. The crowd's like, like they had literally no clue. It's like four-time WNBA All-Stars here. He's like, nah, that's my friend's wife. Like, that's not that at all. He was good. The Belichick line was pretty good. Belichick wasn't there.
Nope.
But still pretty good line on him. He had a whole story about Donald Trump, like meeting Donald Trump, because he does the best Trump impression.
It's really good.
He probably does. It's somewhat like cartoonish, but it's good. And I know that as soon as you bring up Trump, people are going to get all fired up about it. Here's the thing. If you're a comedian and you're hosting one of these things, you should make fun of the president regardless of the president. Mm-hmm. If it's Biden, Obama, Bush, Trump, you should make fun of them. And when you can do a great impression, it's even better.
Right. It's between him and the guy in SNL have absolute spot-on impressions.
That guy, the SNL guys, is like more... probably more accurate, but it's not as funny.
Right. Gillis's has a little more comedy to it than compared to his.
He had a really good Shador Sanders burn, who wasn't there. Travis Hunter was there, but I don't think Shador Sanders was there.
I didn't see him.
Shador Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. Definitely not nepotism, right? All right.
So good. 13-12. You put it that way, because we talked about that at the time when it was announced that both Travis Hunter and Shador were going to have their jerseys retired by Colorado. He went 13-12 and almost won the Alamo Bowl. So that was pretty good. He had a Deshaun Watson joke in there. He started out with like a SGA joke. Like, yeah, he kind of hit a little bit of everything. So he made the night.
And none of them appreciated any of it.
No, they really didn't care for it. So this goes back to the question of, like, anytime you see some of these hosts, you have, like, whether it's the Golden Globes or the Oscars or whatever, Ricky Gervais was really good. He was asked to do it a few times, but he was kind of, like, mean about it. Like, funny. Like, I thought he was great. Like, I wish he did it every year. But there was sort of a little bit of a meanness to it.
I wonder if the accent does that. I wonder if with a little bit of an accent might make it seem
us?
Like, right, yeah, right.
A little bit of that. Because Conan O'Brien did the Oscars last Oscars, and it was pretty good. And he kind of can thread the needle of, it's not too mean for the people in attendance, but it's like mean enough for the people at home to enjoy it. And like, you're not ignoring like the big topics. Right. Like, so Conan's good. Kimmel was kind of like a safe one too. Like, he was a lot like kind of edgier like earlier in his career, but now he's kind of safe. But do you think they'll bring him back? Because a lot of like the feedback or a lot of like the tweets last night is like, oh, he'll never come back. He'll never come back. It's like, or is that what they want?
Yeah, right.
Or they're kind of going for that.
I mean, do athletes just expect to have their asses kissed the whole time? Yeah, is that what it is?
I think it might be. Yeah.
So they just wanted, like, the athletes just want somebody up there to be like, hey, there's so-and-so. You're awesome. Oh, by the way, so-and-so's here. They're pretty cool, too.
Let's hear. Well, they used to have like Peyton Manning host this thing. And hey, if you're into the aw shucks material, then like, good for you. That's fine. I'm not telling you what to like. But that was pretty – I'm not a Peyton Manning fan, but that was one of those things where it's like one athlete, quote-unquote, like roasting other athletes, and everybody's having a good time.
Yeah, just looking at a rundown here. So it was Gillis last year, Serena Williams the year before, Steph Curry, Anthony Mackie.
Steph Curry hosted the ESPYs?
Yeah, July 20th, 22.
Wow.
How about that?
Dolby Theater.
That's how on
LA.
The radar the ESPYs
are. Well, that's the thing, too. Right, Anthony Mackie on 21, and who hosted in 2020?
They didn't have it.
Nope, they did.
Oh.
Virtual.
Virtual ESPYs?
There were three of them. You have three virtual hosts of the ESPYs.
Give me a hint. Were they all athletes?
All
athletes in 2020. Peyton Manning?
No.
Eli Manning?
Another quarterback, though. No.
Aaron Rodgers?
Nope.
I'm out.
Russell Wilson.
Ooh, Mr. Unlimited.
Yep, and then two females.
Okay.
One soccer, one basketball.
Alex Morgan?
Nope.
Hope Solo?
No.
Mia Hamm? Abby Wambach?
Nope.
Brandi Chastain?
Megan Rapinoe.
Megan Rapinoe. Oh, he had Shane
and Sue Bird.
Oh, Sue Bird.
Yeah.
Oh, they're an item. I'm a WAG guy. There are a couple.
Gotcha.
Rapinoe and Sue Bird. Did you hear?
Megan Rapinoe could not make it tonight. Nice.
It was like, oh.
Well, it was great, though, because he finished it up with something along the lines like,
no,
oh.
We're going to pretend she's a good time. All right.
Cool. That's so good. She's not here. Nice. But yeah, so they've gone with athlete. Yeah, you're better off having like a stand-up comedian do it.
Right, because, yeah, so I'm trying to just look at Tracy Morgan in 19. There's a comedian. Joel McHale's a comedian.
Yeah, and a football player. Joel McHale played D1 football.
Did he really?
Yeah, Washington.
All right.
Yeah.
John Hamm, Rob Riggle, Seth Meyers.
Ooh, Rob Riggle, big sports fan.
Samuel L. Jackson. But then, yeah, LeBron and Kimmel hosted Lance Armstrong.
Ooh, Lance Armstrong hosted.
06.
You'd like to have that one back.
Before everything hit the fan.
Get Lance Armstrong up there.
Ooh, Jimmy Smits in 2000.
Jimmy Smits is good. Jimmy Smits from NYPD Shoe.
That's the one.
Yeah, he was also good as Bail Organa in the Star Wars thing. But, no, that's
so, like, the first 2 years, it was Dennis Miller, which is, like,
Yeah, so that's what they were going for. Was that before he was on Monday Night Football? They're probably
93, 94. I can't remember.
No, he probably wasn't doing it then.
No, he wasn't doing Monday Night Football at that point.
No, that's pretty funny though. But the Shane Gillis was good. I hope they invite him back.
Caitlin Clark, she and I have a lot in common. We're both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a bunch of threes.
Well, that's just a good joke. Just a well-crafted joke right there.
Very topical.
So I enjoyed that. But if you have any thoughts on Shane Gillis, that's really the highlight from last night. We're not going to get into any of the awards. You feel free to jump in 617.
Well, no one knows what the awards are.
No, that's true.
About it.
That's true.
That's what I think. So last night I was watching it. Well, not even watching it live. I was flipping around for other stuff, letting my DVR build up.
Yeah. So,
then I literally fast forward through all the awards to get to there's Shane Gillis. Yeah. Hit stop that. But again, I don't know what these awards are. How many awards can there actually be?
I mean, it's a full show. I mean, they must have had a bunch. I mean, it's seven awards. Thanks, Joe.
All right, that was quick. That was a long show. Right.
That's not bad. But I mean, I do get why they do it. It is sort of, there's not a lot going on. You gotta find some way to sort of build the content there for this week. Also, you see the All-Star game had good, a lot of people watched the All-Star games.
Good for them, yeah.
So that was good. I think it was the highest rated baseball All-Star game since 2017 and way more viewers than the NBA All-Star game. Or the Pro Bowl, which it should, but then again, people just love football. They'll watch guys go out there.
I would love to
see
how the numbers adjusted once that swing off started.
Oh, that late?
Yeah. So not only was it late, but it was something new and different. So it's tough because around 11 o'clock at night, most people probably already checked out.
That's the problem is I hate the, the games are too late argument, but East Coast, especially for an All-Star game, and you want it's designed for kids.
Right.
How many kids even saw the swing off?
Exactly.
How many adults? Right. We're taking a little snooze at that point. It's time for bed. But so, yeah, that was but a good sign for baseball, though, anyway. And then we'll talk to Rob Bradford about his time. He was out there at the All-Star break. He talked to Joe Ryan.
Nice.
Lanny's guy. Talked to Joe Ryan, maybe the next member of the Boston Red Sox. Trade deadline is 2 weeks from today. So another thing we can get into, sort of your Red Sox wish list for the deadline and what you want Craig Breslow to do between now and then. Another thing I wanted to look at as it relates to the Red Sox is, how sustainable, not just the 10-game winning streak, but where they're at. They're 8 games over 500. They are the second wild card team right now. And I think one way to do it is looking at the guys on the team, the first half that they had, and how many of them kind of overachieved versus underachieved versus kind of hit what we expected them to do. So let's start with the pitching staff. Honestly, I know he's had an unreal first half, but I feel like Garrett Crochet is as advertised.
Yep.
I don't expect a fall off. I know now one, I guess, question you could have is the sheer number of innings that he has thrown. Will he be able to do that? Will he be able to stay healthy? He's already at 129 and a third inning innings. His previous career high is, what was it? Last year, 146.
And what was the number now right now? 129. 129. Okay, gotcha. So he's closing in on
it's
that
already
real
quick.
Well, he's closing on his career innings because he was a bullpen guy for the first couple of years.
No, it's a good point. When they got Crochet, it was very much on potential and upside. He had started, let's see, how many games? Yeah, he was a bullpen guy for when he first came in. He did start 32 games last year, but after the All-Star break, he was only allowed to go four innings.
Yeah.
And they'd yank him. So he had 146 innings. So he's going to smash his career high, but I don't know. I feel like he's built for it. I feel like right now he's 10-4, the 2.23 ERA. I'd bet money his ERA is sub 3 at the end of the year.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. You worry about it because he's the new toy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's the new face, the new toy. You're excited to see him, and you want him out there as much as possible.
Yeah.
But you know how baseball is. You know how elbows are and stuff like that.
Sure.
So it's like, let's not really push this guy unless we really have to. Mm-hmm. And even then, I think they're going to go – I think they're not going to press down too hot on the gas.
Brian Baio, 91 and two-thirds innings, a 3.14 ERA. Now, that might be one guy where I would say, could he turn into a pumpkin in the second half? But it's been 30-plus starts now going back to last year where he's been a pretty reliable starter. But that would be a guy, if you're fearful that the Red Sox are going to be able to keep up this pace and win, high 80s, 90 games, Bayo might be one of those guys that you're a little worried about. Be like, what is he going to end the year with a 3 ERA? Because if he does, like, talk about a career.
That's
year.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's insane.
You'd take that. You'd absolutely take that. But yeah, no, it's another thing. It's how do you, you know, you want these guys out there for 7 innings, 8 innings, but yeah. you have to, I hate to use the term baby them, but you really do have to monitor them. And luckily, no, not luckily, it might feel like it's so tight of a race where you need these guys to put in that extra work when you don't really want to have them do it.
Definitely, because he looks like a real number two starter in for a playoff team right now. But here are Brian Bayo's career ERAs by season. 4.71, 4.24, and last year 4.49. So right now it's 3.14. You're like, I don't know, one of them's – or maybe he just found it. Like, that's the thing. And sometimes you see these pitchers that – aren't great for a couple years, then figure it out and go on a run. We've also seen pitchers that every other year are good. Yep. Like Josh Beckett.
Josh Beckett theory.
Like the odd years, Josh Beckett was lights out.
Buchholz one of those guys too?
Might have been.
Buchholz felt like he was one of those guys. Like every other year you get something out of him.
So you know what? Maybe it's Bayo. Lucas Giolito, another one where you're like, all right, Bayo and Giolito have been really, really good, but
when's the bubble going to burst?
I know.
Especially on Giolito.
Well, yeah, because he has, what, 0.7 ERA in the last month?
Right.
That Giolito's doesn't feel sustainable.
He's been filthy.
Right, his last 6 or 7 stats or something. Yeah,
he's actually Nolan Ryan.
Ever since that game, the day game, where he got just smashed around the ballpark, I think he got pulled the second inning. He's been lights out. I think it's been like all quality starts. What did you say, Nick? 0.7 ERA or whatever?
Yeah, it's a 0.7 ERA in the month.
He's been wild.
I got to figure it out.
Since that moment, he has been lights out.
His career, this is interesting. So he's played for most of the time with the White Sox, but also played for the Nationals, Guardians, and Angels. And his ERAs for the White Sox, 4.20. For the Angels, 6.89. For the Guardians, 7.04. For Washington, 6.75. And for the Red Sox, 3.36.
He was on three teams in 1 year.
No, I know. He was like a hot potato.
Guardians and Angels in 1 year.
Right. Yeah, he got traded from the White Sox to the Angels, right?
Then they cut him.
And then they were like, because remember they were like, we're all in. And they were like, just kidding. Then they got rid of all their guys. Yeah, then the
everybody
Guardians
they traded for
him.
The cut.
Yeah, that was very bizarre.
It's one of those things where you're like, wow, if he finishes with a 5, I'll take it.
I know. That's what I was hoping. I'm like, 4.5. Give me a 4.5 ERA and I'll take it. So I'll admit, those are two guys that might be pitching a little bit better than expected, or they are pitching better than expected. Can they continue it in the second half? I have more confidence in Bayo than I do in Giolito.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Walker Buehler can't be much worse.
Right.
So
hopefully that means it's going to turn around.
That balances out.
A slight improvement would be much appreciated.
And so those have been your four main starters. Hunter Dobbins did get 11 starts, but he's out for the year with an ACL. So it'll be, you know, Richard Fitz, I guess, or hopefully they acquire somebody.
Yeah.
And that's what the rotation is going to have to look like. We can get into some of the bullpen arms and the lineup as well. How sustainable is it for these guys in the second half? Currently a wild card team. They return from the All-Star break tomorrow afternoon against the Chicago Cubs. It'll be a day game. You can hear it right here on WEEI. Rob Bradford's going to join us for a full Baseball Isn't Boring hour. Starting at 11 sharp, you can join us throughout the day at 617-779-7937. You can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram as well, at Jones and Keefe. Jones out today and tomorrow. He'll be back on Monday. Right now, here is Billy Laney with What is Trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending is sponsored by Cause for Kids. The Red Sox return to action tomorrow afternoon to begin a 6-game road trip with a 3-game series against the Cubs in Chicago. Lucas Giolito will get the start for the Sox against the Cubs' Colin Ray. First pitch tomorrow afternoon is at 2:20. Boston Celtics Summer League schedule continues tonight. The Seas will be taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. Tip-off from Las Vegas is at 8 o'clock, and this game can be seen on ESPN. Boston Bruins' regular season schedule was released last night. The Bees will open the season on the road against the Washington Capitals on October 8th, with the home opener the next night against the Chicago Blackhawks. Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers will visit the TD Garden on October 21st, and on February 1st, the Bees will play the Tampa Bay Lightning in an outdoor game at Raymond James Stadium as part of the NHL's Stadium Series. And last night, the New England Revolution fell 5-3 to the Red Bulls in New York. Up next for the Revs, they will host Orlando City SC on Saturday night. The easy way to donate your car, donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Call 1-877-CAUSE4KIDS today or donate online at cause4kids.com. Remember, that's CAUSE with a K. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.